The implementation of the DOJ-Trump IRS Audit Settlement 2026 framework has pushed the institutional boundaries separating executive authority, the Department of Justice, DOJ, and Federal Tax Administration into uncharted legal territory. Following high-stakes administrative negotiations finalized on Tuesday, May 19, 2026, the DOJ executed an unprecedented settlement agreement that effectively closes the book on all existing federal tax examinations targeting the sitting president. The historic agreement concludes a contentious $10 billion civil lawsuit, Trump versus Internal Revenue Service, number 26 CV-20609, filed in the Southern District of Florida by President Donald Trump, his eldest sons, and the Trump Organization against the Internal Revenue Service, IRS, regarding the unlawful disclosure of his tax records by a former federal contractor. The scope of preclusion, breaking down the DOJ-Trump IRS Audit Settlement 2026. The core mechanism of the DOJ-Trump IRS Audit Settlement 2026 centers on a concise, one-page directive signed by Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche. Under the terms of this cross-agency resolution, the federal government's enforcement powers have been significantly reset along two chronological timelines. The historical waiver. The United States government has agreed to forever release, waive, acquit, and discharge the plaintiffs from existing government claims. This Todd Blanche tax waiver order bars the IRS from prosecuting or pursuing any active tax examinations, audits, or related structural reviews for any tax returns filed prior to the settlement date. Clarifying the future threshold, while initial political reactions suggested a blanket immunity from all audits for the remainder of the presidential term, DOJ spokespersons and tax analysts clarify that the waiver is strictly retrospective. Future tax returns filed for subsequent fiscal cycles remain legally subject to standard enforcement and mandatory presidential review protocols. Extinguishing the skyscraper dispute, the immediate consequence of the preclusion is the dismissal of a long-running, multi-year audit over a disputed Chicago skyscraper asset. Tax experts estimate that resolving this Chicago skyscraper IRS audit dispute eliminates a potential $100 million tax and penalty liability regarding asset loss deductions. The $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. Simultaneously, the settlement establishes a controversial $1.776 billion repository officially named the Anti-Weaponization Fund. Sourced directly from the U.S. Treasury's Permanent Judgment Fund, historically reserved for paying court judgments and settlements against the federal government without requiring an act of Congress, the capital is designated to compensate individuals who demonstrate they were victims of politically motivated, lawfare, or unfair federal investigations. The fund will be administered by a specialized 5-member committee appointed by the executive branch. It will generate confidential quarterly oversight reports directly to the Attorney General and is statutorily mandated to cease all operations no later than December 1, 2028. The accounting value, plain text structural modeling to evaluate the macrofiscal impact of this agreement on the federal balance sheet, corporate risk groups model the financial value yielded to the enterprise. To guarantee that this math parses perfectly within WordPress databases without causing broken code blocks or script conflicts, the formulation is rendered entirely in plain text. Net extinguishment value equals sum from 2015 to 2025, unassessed tax liability plus accrued interest and penalties, minus foregone speculative damages value to map this model directly into automated corporate auditing pipelines. Unassessed tax liability. The net unassessed tax liability under active examination for historical tax years, including the contested Chicago skyscraper double deduction footprint. Accrued interest and penalties, the cumulative statutory interest and failure to pay penalties accrued over the duration of the active audit window. Foregone speculative damages value, the foregone speculative value of the plaintiff's original $10 billion civil damages claim against the IRS, which was dismissed with prejudice to secure the waiver. Because the settlement sets the net extinguishment value as a complete statutory release, the mathematical effect removes all contingent tax liabilities from the enterprise's forward-looking financial disclosures.